Blaspheming against the Holy Spirit. Could this be you? By Jacqueline Fedor. In Mark, the third chapter, we see Jesus healing the sick and delivering the demon-possessed. Let us begin to read in verse 21, where we see his own people saying he was out of his mind and accusing him of working his miracles through the ruler of the demons, Satan. Mark chapter 3, verses 21 through 23. But when his own people heard about this, they went out to lay hold of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." And the scribes, who came down from Jerusalem, said, "He has Beelzebub, and by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons." So he called them to himself and said to them in parables, "How can Satan cast out Satan?" Jesus explained how a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Wanting them to comprehend, Satan would not come against himself. In other words, it was not Satan performing through him. It was the power of God, or the Holy Spirit. Then he went on to say that it is blasphemous to come against the Holy Spirit. The fact that they came against him personally as the vessel could be forgiven if they repented. But to accuse the Holy Spirit in him of being the devil or an unclean spirit was unforgivable. Mark chapter 3, verses 28 through 30. "Assuredly, I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men, and whatever blasphemies they may utter. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation." The next verse explains the sin that cannot be forgiven. Because they said, "He has an unclean spirit," they attributed his actions, his ministry, to Satan. In Matthew chapter 12, we see the accusations again in verse 24. Matthew chapter 12, verse 24. "Now when the Pharisees heard it, they said, 'This fellow does not cast out demons except by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons.'" Let us look at Jesus' reply. Matthew chapter 12, verses 31 and 32. "Therefore I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come." When our brothers and sisters fall short and sin, we are to pray for them, ask God to forgive them, teach them, and restore them. But did you realize, if they are coming against the Holy Spirit in a person, we are not to even pray for them? Here is what Apostle John advised. 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. "If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask or pray, and he will give him life. For those who commit sin not leading to death, there is sin leading to death. I do not say that he should pray about that." The evil spirit that causes people to sin in this unpardonable way is none other than Satan, the accuser of the brethren. He is trying to destroy two at one time. He comes against the victim of the accusation to stop them from walking in the gifting God placed in them. He hopes to cripple their ministry by convincing others they are operating through Satan, thus ruining their validity. At the same time, he is causing the vessel he is bringing the accusation through to sin in this unpardonable, lawless way. How many will experience Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23 because of this very thing? Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Do not bear false witness against each other. Love one another. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Blasphemy is a very serious problem in the church. Many of her people are spiteful gossips that bear false witness concerning people that are truly allowing the Holy Spirit to function through them at the direction of God. They mock, ridicule, and stir up as much strife as they can to all that will listen. A camaraderie is formed, and soon they become a large group of mockers and scoffers. In other words, a body is gathered that comes against the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, Jesus. The spirit that comes against him would be anti-Jesus or anti-Christ. Satan successfully killed the human spirit in Adam and Eve by causing them to sin, but he will not succeed in killing the Spirit of God as he is holy and therefore untouchable. There is no evil in him. He has power over all things, including the accuser of the brethren. Jesus laid his life down at the cross, but still Satan only managed to kill the body of Jesus. The Holy Spirit in him resurrected the dead vessel. Can you imagine being one of the poor, misled people the accuser of the brethren works through that unknowingly come against the Spirit of God? That's scary. Here is another reason gossip will get you in trouble. God will defend his people. The vessels that his Spirit dwells in are precious in his sight, and in the end, the body of people that are coming against them will be destroyed. The true church has this promise from God concerning her accusers. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Those that are a part of the true church are truly 100% God's possession. He protects what is his and defends his dwelling place. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? So what should you do when you hear accusations against people or groups? Jesus said, by their fruit you will know them. So look for the fruit of the Holy Spirit dwelling in those the accusations are pointed at. Godly people do not walk in the works of the flesh. They bear good fruit. So if the accused walks holy, according to truth, and you can't prove otherwise, ignore the accusations and false witness of others. You will end up coming against the Holy Spirit that caused the good fruit, as well as God's possessions. If you are not personally around them to judge their fruit, and they are in God's sight blameless, beware. If you side with the accusers, you may also become a blasphemer against the Spirit, unentitled to forgiveness, or be marked by God as one causing contention and strife against vessels he loves and dwells in. Don't end up at odds with God yourself. You could completely be on the wrong side, the side of Antichrist, due to listening to gossip and becoming a part of the contentious attitude of others. It's my observation the reason so many fall into this trap of gossip is the slanderers do not walk in righteousness themselves, and therefore inwardly need to justify why they're not walking with the accused ones. The unrighteous, therefore, are snared by Satan into bringing false accusations against the righteous. In other words, to feel okay about themselves, they must mock and ridicule those they should be walking like. They gossip to lure others to their side, thinking if there are more of them than those they accuse, it somehow makes them all right. Like there is safety in numbers. Now they have to allow all kinds of sin within their ranks because they do not want to diminish in size. Therefore, Babylon, the harlot church, claims her own, the unrighteous, and grows. The false prophet of Revelation, the lying false witness, continues to spew out its blasphemies even louder through these deceived ones, and they are finally completely absorbed into man's systems, the beast. The world's religions and the systems of man you see will tolerate their unrighteousness. Gossips are simply Satan's toys. In closing, this is not a physical fight as it appears on the surface. It is a spiritual one. It is Satan in all-out war against the Spirit of God and those he dwells in. At the end of this age, Satan will lose, as well as all those who have become his puppets.